Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Looking over the middle, pressure coming, has to heave it, and it's intercepted, coming the other way, and going for six is Jamarcus Ingram, a 30-yard interception return for a touchdown, Tua's third pick of the night.
Chris Brown on the call right there on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Fantastic night at Hard Rock Stadium last night for the Buffalo Bills, 31-10 victory over the Miami Dolphins. Head coach Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins is talking to reporters right now, or at least he did a little while ago, and he said they're not going to put a timeline on Tua Tagovailoa right now. Obviously, the concern is him and his health. They're going to assess that on a daily basis. That's to be expected. He also said they're going to move forward with Skylar Thompson as their starting quarterback and will likely add a quarterback. I wonder if that's Mike White. I wonder if the Dolphins sign Mike White back from the Bills practice squad since he was there and knows their offense. He was there all offseason, and he lost out to Skylar Thompson for the backup role. They released him. They do have Tim Boyle on their squad, on their practice squad. So it might just mean, no, we're not going to do that. We'll bring Tim Boyle back. I think it would come down to, Mike White had a chance to join. He's not going to, you can't just take him on your practice squad for the Dolphins. You'd have to offer him a 53-man roster spot. And Mike White would then have a decision to make. He is all practice squad players are free agents. So the way it works is, let's say the Dolphins in this case go to Mike White and say, hey, we want to sign you to our active roster. Mike White would then have a decision to say, do I want to do that? Do I want to stay here in Buffalo in a practice squad? It's obviously a lot more money. Generally, guys are going to do that, but he doesn't have to. But the Dolphins could also say, no, we're going to roll with Tim Boyle. He's been here for a few weeks now. We're going to move him to the 53, and then they'll sign somebody else onto their practice squad. Ryan Tannehill is still also out there. I don't see that as an option right now for Miami. Maybe as this goes on, but I don't know what kind of money they'd want, he'd want, and that's something they're going to have to deal with. Skylar Thompson, though, is the presumed starter going forward right now in the immediate future for the Miami Dolphins. Speaking of head coaches, following the Bills' 31-10 victory down at Hard Rock Stadium, Bills head coach Sean McDermott took the podium to talk about it.
Okay, glory to God, man, just for putting us in this position to come down here and be down here with this team and on a short week, great team win. I thought the important piece was after half, being able to come out and widen the lead was critical for us. James Cook really showed up in a lot of different ways tonight for us, and then the fourth down defense was pivotal. Fans, I mean, what else is there to say about the fans? I actually had someone come over during the game and ask me if this was a home game, which is pretty cool, right? Because there's so many Buffalo Bills fans here. So love it, man. Great environment for the Buffalo Bills. Appreciate all the fans making the trip down here. The Tua situation, and it didn't look good, and our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. We want the best for him, and with that, I'll turn it over to you for your questions.
Ron, how impressive your defense, losing Teron last week and then Bernard early in the game, how impressive to put on that performance without those two guys?
Yeah, again, next man up. The guys did a great job. Bail Inspector knew the game plan, prepared like he was going to start, and the results are the results. And then Jamarcus comes in again, gets another big play for us, and that's great to see. And these guys work hard, so good things happen when you work hard, and sometimes the ball finds you like that. And again, it was a good team win. So all three phases, it's not about one person, but again, all three phases factored in the win, which is good to see. And still a lot of work to do, but we'll enjoy this playing right home, and and the players will be able to get some rest, and some of the coaches as well and staff, so it'll be good.
What's the injury with Terrell?
I don't know. I know what the area is. I just don't know the severity of it yet. So.
James Cook's touchdown catch up. How well designed was that? Then executed.
Yeah, great call by Joe. Well executed. The timing on that. I think they brought pressure on that play, and again, preparation by Joe and the offensive staff and the players executed.
Follow up on James, two rushing touchdowns after that. Not that he needed confidence, but what kind of momentum can he carry out this game?
Yeah, again, James just continues to grow and get better. He was one of our captains tonight, and it's well deserved, right? So he's from here, and I know it was important for him to play well, and he's just continuing to grow and develop. And
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Just extremely proud of him.
Two wins in 5 minutes. This is tough sledding. How proud are you of this group to sort of rally?
Yeah, again, I mean, we've got a lot of new players and whatnot, and you're never really sure. There's so many unknowns starting a season. And, we come back the first week of the season and win, and I think that was a step for us, for any team to be able to say that, you can do that. You can play in close games, and then this game, being able to come down here on a short week, to your point, at their place, and play like we did. We played our style of football, and I think we've got things to do to work and get some rest, like I said. But continuing to groove our football and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to become. Yeah, I think Coach Holcomb does a really good job, and those guys, they want to be coached, they want to prepare, they want to be good, all the way up and down the depth chart that way, and so they realize that they may be a special teams player one day, and then the next day they're asked to play a lot or start, and Balin's a good example of that.
Okay, Balin Spector stepped into the role vacated by Terrell Bernard last night after Bernard's injury. McDermott said right there he knew the area, but he didn't have the diagnosis. We know it's a pectoral injury because that was announced by the team. We know he didn't return. We also know that those injuries can be pretty severe. So we'll wait on word from Sean McDermott as far as the injury to Terrell Bernard. And if it's long-term and serious and you're talking months, not weeks, I mean, man, it is going to be a difficult, difficult task without Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard. But don't we say that a lot? And it seems like they just step up and have guys rise up and have a good plan. And that's what happened last night in the moment. Also, for all those of you clamoring for Joe Andreessen to play in a Bills uniform, to get a jersey, the injury last night to Terrell Bernard, unfortunately, the injury due to that, most likely leads to Joe Andreessen being active next game, right? I mean, just look at the numbers. That's where I'm basing it off of. The numbers would tell you that Joe Andreessen will most likely be a guy that they would have to kind of step into the backup middle linebacker role behind Balin Spector. So we'll see how that works out, though. Nothing for certain. They do not play until a week from Monday night. Let's go back out to the phone lines, get connected with our fans. Alex on a cell. Hi, Alex.
Good morning, Al. How are you?
I'm good, thank
great
you.
To see, it was great to see the Sean McDermott's leadership. You really see the leadership when people get when we start losing players, which we've done for the past several years. Seems like we always lose a top three defensive starter. But credit to Sean McDermott's preparedness. He has the leadership. He has the permission to be led to lead these defensive players. They're all buying in by you're seeing guys who would never get chances to start stepping in. And it doesn't matter the number on the back of the jersey. They're all playing late. I can't even tell, who's playing. They're all there. Last year, when the Bills were having that rough part, we kept hearing complimentary football, complimentary football. We heard it so much to the point where I was waiting for it in the interviews, and every time I heard it, it irked me because I felt like it was an excuse. But today, I'm preaching complimentary football. Josh healthy.
It's funny how that works, isn't it? I know, right?
It's amazing. Amazing how I love complimentary football now because this is what it looks like. And thank you, That's funny. And you know, for all that you do. And go Bills.
You got it, Alex. Thanks a lot. It's funny. He's like, I'm tired of hearing about complimentary football. It's just platitudes. What they say. It's football stuff. It's that football coach thing they do. And they say. Today he's like, dude, that was great complimentary football. See, you got it. You got it. It's in your blood now, Alex. See, that's why they do it. That's why coaches do it. That's why players do it. You just keep hammering it. Because then when it happens, you're like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. And you cut. It's a buy-in, right? You just, Alex, you just bought into the culture. That's what you did right there here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear more from Locker Room after last night's game. Jamarcus Ingram, obviously, with a fantastic night. We'll hear from him, Rasul Douglas, and a lot more on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio here. Let's be back in a snap. It is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Back to pass, rolls out to his right, looking downfield, finds Ty Johnson complete at the four, and he's tackled at the one-yard line by Jalen Ramsey. Allen bought as much time as he could. Ty Johnson sprung free late and he hit him.